Okay, so the big question is regarding Lag BaOmer, is what is the simcha of Lag BaOmer? Many explanations have been given, Pshat, Remez, Yosh, and Said. Just try to explain a little bit that simcha. Meisascha calls it Lebala Min HaTeva. Secondly, the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the secret of Lag BaOmer is connected to the Gal Eid. So the Gal Eid is the Evin, the Matzeva, the end of Pashas Vayetze, which was made between Yaakov and Lavan as peace treaty, a bris, that Lavan shouldn't harm Yaakov, Yaakov shouldn't harm Lavan. So the Ari HaKadosh tells us that that Gal Eid, Gal from Lashon Lag BaOmer, an Eid, Ayin Dalid, which has to do with a certain chiluf of the Shem Elokim, Api Kabbalah, that's what Lag BaOmer is all about. So try to explain to Mitzvah Hashem what that has to do with Lag BaOmer. Of course, Reb Shimon is the focal point of Lag BaOmer, and we sing the beautiful song, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, from Moshe Malavia, Ba'yochai Nimshach Tashach, and everything there is very deep and mystical. One of the things we say there, which can use explanation, is Shalafta Neged Sarurecha, that you took your sword out of its pouch and you raise it up against your enemy. So where do we find that, Reb Shimon? Although we do see some references in the Zohar Kodesh about that. Furthermore, just some other questions. The Eben Ezra has a remarkable comment that in Parashas Achrei Mos, where he writes that if you want to understand the inyan of the Seir Lazazel, take a look at the words after that. And when you're going to be 33 years old, I'm going to teach you the secret of Lazazel. That's what Eben Ezra says. So already there's a Kodesh and the Tzaddikim to talk about the Oimek of these words of the Eben Ezra. And as it relates to Lamed Gimel, 33 years old, and Lag BaOmer. So I'm going to speak about that. And lastly, there's a minug in Chodesh Iyar not to give Gittin. The reason why is because of a suffix, how you spell Iyar, Aleph Yud Resh, or Aleph Yud Yud Resh. Let's try to understand in Pnimius what's that inyan of no Gittin in Chodesh Iyar. So let's begin with the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Very easy Pasuk to read, but very difficult to understand. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us before he passes away, he really tells Klai Yisrael at the time, Navi mikirechecha miachecha kamayni, yakim lecha Hashem alakecha eilav tishma. There will be a Navi kamayni that Hashem will establish for you, yakim lecha, eilav tishma'on, listen to him. Now, who is that Navi? It seems like it's a particular Navi. So, the Medrash deals with this question in Psikta de Rav Kahana. And there, in that Medrash, Rav Kahana teaches us it's referring to Yirmiyahu. Because Yirmiyahu is Kamaini, he is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe was thrown into a pit, and Yirmiyahu was thrown into a pit. And this one was Misnabi for 40 years, and this one gave Nevuah for 40 years. This one came with Divrei Techecha, and this one also came with Divrei Techecha. So there's a Chitzonius Kamoni. Of course, it's much more than Chitzonius, but we see in the life of Moshe that it was like Yirmiyah, so that's called Kamoni, and that's referring to Yirmiyah. Another Chazal says it's referring to Shmuel. Moshe v'Aharon v'Chayhana v'Shmuel v'Karei Shemayin. I think I saw once it was referring to Yeshua, because Talmud K'Rabbi, and Yeshua was Kamani in that sense, he picked up where Moshe left off. Let's try to understand this inyan of Kamani in another way, Bezras Hashem. So, even the Gabi Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, we find that there's a Kamani to Moshe Rabbeinu. Already the Sfarim tell us, Lag BaOmer is Gematria Moshe. But the Emek HaMelech tells us, and it's quoted also the Kuti HaShas from the Arizal, other places as well in the Sfarim HaKdoshim, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is Kamayni of Moshe. Masha Ira Le Moshe, Ira Le Reb Shimon. Moshe fled from Parai, Reb Shimon fled from the Kesar. Moshe was Kona Hishleim, was in the Midbar, and then he came to the Sneh, and he became Manah Gisel, Reb Shimon too. He was Kohen HaShlemus in the Midbar, and then he was appeared to by Eliyahu HaNavi. The Sfarim go far as to say that that Reb Shimon's killing of Yehuda ben Gerim in the very famous Sugin Shabbos Lama Gimel is in Pimius that which Moshe killed the Mitzri. So my Mishnah Hainuach. There's a kamayni between Moshe and Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Now, before we take this further, we have to understand a little bit something about Bilam and Moshe. Torah tells us, "V'lo kam Navi b'Yisrael oid k'Moshe." And Chazal make a drasha on that spot. B'Yisrael lo kam, avu umas ha'olam kam. And who will be the Navi from the umas ha'olam like Moshe? That's Bilam. Now, a person who is sensitive to the Shanas of Chazal can see from here that the Navu of Bilam is not something separate than the Navu of Moshe. Because it's saying, V'lekam Navi b'Yisrael k'Moshe, in that place where we say that there won't be a Navi like Moshe b'Yisrael, that's where Bilam has his Nevuah. And the way that that's explained in Pimius is as follows, is that every tzaddik has a panim and achor. He has a front and a back. The panim is a place where the klipa can't enter any yanika. But the achor, that's why the sitra achor is called achra, because they have a yanika from the achorai. And Bilam had a yanika from the tzad achor of Moshe, because zelu mazal salakim. It's not that Bilam had a nevuah from a makor separate than Moshe. It was from the place that Moshe was getting his nevuah, but he was yoneg from the chitz, from the tzad achor Moshe made. That's why we find vayikar Hashem el Bilam. What's vayikar? That goes back to the vayikra Moshe, but that aleph of vayikar Moshe is with an aleph zeira, small aleph. So it's like vayikar Moshe. So that place called vayikar Moshe, that's vayikar Hashem el Bilam. So Bilam has a yenika from the Nevuah of Moshe. Now, why would Hashem give a Nevuah to the Umas Ha'olam? So already Chazal explained, so that they shouldn't have any tainas. You didn't do to us like you did to Bnei Yisrael. But in Pimus, it's much more than that. Really, it's a Torah for Bnei Yisrael in a revealed way. Like you find by a Metzayra. A Metzayra, his house becomes full of tzaraas. So Chazal say, why does that happen, if it ever did happen? It's only so that Bnei Yisrael would knock down the house and find the oitzreis of Kesef and Zal, which were left by the Kanana. So it looked like it was a big tzara. Like a person has a flood in his house, so the basement is gone, but he has insurance, so there is a new basement. So too here, there's tzaras in the house, but it was only to reveal the Kesef in itself. Now Bilam is Lavan Harami, and that's the shorish of all tzaras, and Bilam himself was a mitzayir, without going into detail. So from that tzaras of Bilam comes a type for Bnei Yisrael. Oitzreis of spiritual Kesef and Zav. And what's that? That the Nevuah of Bilam will come to Bnei Yisrael. Because since Bilam is killed at the hands of Bnei Yisrael, so that's going to come to us. And that's what the Gemara says, Moshe was Kaisev, Moshe Rid, he wrote his Sefer, which is Sefer Torah's Moshe, and also Parshas Bilam. Because Parshas Bilam isn't separate from Nevuah's Moshe. And from those Nevuahs are written in Torah's Moshe. And the reason why is because Bilam had a Yenika from the Kedusha. But that status, that place called Nevuas Bilam, which is really the Tzad Achor of Moshe, there's going to be a Navi B'Yisrael who will fill the Tzad Achor of Moshe. Not Bilam, but somebody who will come in place of Bilam. And it could be that's Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Because we find statements in the Zohar Kaddish, not only that Reb Shimon is like Moshe, but that he's a Navi. For example, the Zohar Kaddish tells us, "Lav k'Reb Shimon b'nei Nasha, the kula kamei k'shar nevi l'gabi Moshe." Everybody like Reb Shimon is like shar neviim l'gabi Moshe. That means like Reb Shimon is like Moshe, but Reb Shimon can stand like the nevu of Moshe. Furthermore, it says in the Zohar, "Ruach nevuah shara al batzina kadisha." Reb Shimon in the Zohar is always called the Holy Fire, batzina kadisha. Ruach nevuah shara al batzina kadisha. There was a spirit of nevuah upon Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Again, Vaitzina Kadisha, Zakah Kukach, how fortunate are you? The Kaddish Baruch Hu Galilach, Madalai Gali the Chol Navi V'Chayza, that Hashem has revealed to you that which has not been revealed to any Navi or to any Chayza. And again, Shiv Chedilei, the Chavaya said to Reb Shimon, your Shevach, Mi Yochol Lamekambe, who could stand to your Shevach? Mi Lav Kamaisha, are you not like Moshe? And of course, Moshe is the Rai Mehemna who appears in the Navi many, many times to speak to Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It's Alamai, what's the pshat? So to take that one step further, we have to go to, as we're moving forward, back to the Galed. That Galed, which we spoke about before, about which the Arizal says, this is the secret of Lag BaOmer. So first we have to go to the parasha of Bilam. Bilam is on his way to curse Bnei Israel. A Malach Hashem comes and says, stop. What are you doing? First the Asan says stop, and then the Malach says stop. And Chazal say that which the Pasuk says, Vatirchatz Raglo Elakir, that as Bilam was proceeding to curse Bnei Israel, that his leg was being crushed against the wall. That wasn't an ordinary wall. Rashi says that wall was an Evin, was a Geder Shel Avonim. The Shlach Kodesh brings the Tziyoni, and so does Yaakov Ruveni. That, why does Rashi say Gal Shel Avonim? A Geder Shel Avonim? Because that's the Gal 8. Because what happened? Yaakov and Lavan made a pact. You don't hurt me, I don't hurt you. But here, Bilam is Lavan. We know that from many plain places. Bilam's on the way to curse Bnei Yisrael. You're breaking the pact. So that's why the Gal 8 is there to give Edus, Gal 8, that you're being over on the bris. But what does this have to do with anything? So we see that Gal 8 is this Gal 8 of Yaakov and Lavan. Lavan is Bilam. So here, it shows up. And that's, there's a Malach Hashem. This is where you're going. So the Daiti, that Malach Hashem is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. How did Shimon get here? Because we know that the Sfarim Lishon tells Moshe went up to Har Sinai to get the Torah. Shteyin Pazel, Lakach the Matanas Shavi Seshevi. You brought down, the Sfarim say, Shevi, Rosh HaTevis Shimon bar Yochai. Moshe brought down the Neshama Shimon bar Yochai. Well, if you brought him down, where does he show up? Well, this parasha is taking place after Matan Torah. And this is where he shows up. That's the Malach Hashem. Malach Hashem is always a term which refers to something ruchni in the Torah. The Torah doesn't call anything Neshama. Everything is nefesh, but even nefesh, a behemoth is called a nefesh. So something which is ruchni, before it has a good form, is called a Malach Hashem. So he's the Malach Hashem. I'm not getting into why he was mamash a Malach Hashem at the time, that's for some different time. But he's the Malach Hashem who's warning Bilam. He's saying, where are you going? You made a bris, galed. That's why the pasuk is, Vayigal Hashem es eini Bilam. Vayigal Hashem is a lashon of the galed, but slag ba'imer. And then that Malach gives Bilam a whole drasha. He tells him, "Vayimei love Malach Hashem, Amah he kisas asinchas eshalosh begolim. He ne'anech yes on the south kirat enagni ledagdi. Vatirani ha'asayim vatidlam eshalosh begolim. Ulein esad panai kiato kamis 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 oisi. And then again, Vayimei Malach Hashem al bilam leichim anoshiv eves esadaver jehashadaver lecha isai. There's a whole conversation which is taking place. That conversation before of Vayigal Hashem esenei bilam, and then that whole two psukim where he talks to him, 33 words the Malach says." That's lag. 33 words. So we understand this inyan. What happened is that there was a place called Bilam. That's Tzadach HaRam and the Nevu of Manisha. And the Malach Hashem, that's the Neshama of Shimon, was warning him, where are you going? And he takes that place, Tzadach HaRam and Manisha. Because he was such a tzaddik in the cave, whatever the avoid of Shimon was, he was Zeichataki by that place. He fills that place called the Acharam of Manisha. Let's go back to the questions which we had said before. Before we do that, just note the remez that Bilam with a mem de mansepach is 702. Because mem is 600. Beis lam and ayin is 102. So together it's 702. That's gematria Shimon bar Yochai. I mean, the Shimon bar Yochai fills the place of Bilam. So let's go back. We said before, the inyan of the galed, what's the shaychis? Yaakov and Lavan, that's the secret of Lag BaOmer. But only because that's going to be the galed later, which has to do with Bilam, and the Malach Hashem, and that whole parsha. And that inyan of Bilam, the nevuah of Bilam, is the place of Lag BaOmer. And that explains Evan Ezra too. Because Evan Ezra said, you want to understand the Seir L'Azazel? If you understand the words after L'Azazel, you'll understand the secret of what I'm telling you, Lazazel, when at the age of 33 years old. That's why I'm saying that's where I'm Lag BaOmer. So my Rebbe explains, the words after Lazazel is Yam Merchai. Yam Merchai is Gematria Bilam. So Bilam is the secret of Lag BaOmer. And with this you understand why, because the place of Bilam is occupied by Shem Bayuchai. With this we can understand the Shevach of which we say, in Bar Yochai, like we had asked, Shalafta Neged Sarerecha. But what does it say here? Vayigal Hashem es eni bilam, vayaris Malach Hashem nitza badech, v'charboi shtufa biyadoi. It's a very unusual term the Torah used. That's what he said by Shimon. Shalafta neged sarecha. Shalafta. That the chev shalafta, and that's bilam. Why is there no gittim in Chodesh Iyar, we asked? Because really, Moshe is the union of Kiddusha. Hariya Mikudashli Kidas Moshe Yisrael. And Moshe and Bilam are Zelu Mazah. That means if Moshe is Kiddushin, then Bilam is Gershin. And we find that because the Torah tells us that when Moshe comes to Parai, it says, Vaigarish Yisrael Meis Pnei Parai, that he was expelled. So it doesn't say who it is, but the Medrash Habir says it was Bilam, because Bilam was the advisor of the Parai. So you see, Bilam is a Kayach of Gershin, Zelum is a Moshe, which is Kiddushin. But since during this time of Iyar, which is Lag B'Omer, we take the Kayach of Gershin away from him, so there's only Gershin to Kedusha, so you can't use Gershin to separate Ish v'Isha. That's not Gershin to Kedusha. Gershin to Kedusha is Vayigarish, like Moshe is the end of the Torah. This is Vayigarish, you're going to drive away your enemies. What's the Lashon of the Torah? It says, Vayigarish mipanecha oyi vayomer hashmed. Moshe used the Lashon of Gershin, but Lashon to Kedusha, but after the death of Bilam. Vayigarish mipanecha oyi. And that's Bilam. And that's why Garish Mipanecha is also Gematria Shimon Bar Yochai. It's really going to say on the Simcha of Lag B'Omer too. The Simcha of Lag B'Omer is that when you don't know where the carrier of Moshe is. It was one of the things created on the Erev Shabbos, Kvurasol Shal Moshe, but the Torah says nobody knows where Moshe is buried. But since Rashbi is Moshe, and we know where his kever is, so coming to the Kever of Rashbi, that's finding the Kever of Moshe. And that's the big Simcha. So with this, we can explain and understand, just parenthetically, by the way, it says that Reb Shimon, when he came out of the cave, it was Erev Shabbos, Spanish Moshe. And that's the time that the Kever of Moshe was created. Al Kopanim, we'd said before, Navi Mikir Becha Mechecha Kamayni Yakim Lecha Hashem Elokecha Elof Teshman. Who's the Navi? But from the Zohar, we couldn't say without the fact that the Zohar gives four times it says that Moshe and his Nevuah is like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, which would explain. But listen, Reb Shimon is a Tana, he didn't live in the times of the Nevi'im. But you see that he was able to occupy the place which was already set before. Hashem is Kodesh Baruch Hu is Roras HaNoilet, which is Mamash Reb Shimon Bar Yochai L'Shitaso, because in the Mishnah Avos, in the second parak, it says that Mishayahu Mizrachim asks his Talmidim, what's the Derech Yishara She'avar L'Ha'adah? And a five Tanaim are quoted there as giving opinions. Reb Shimon says, he's quoted there. Reb Shimon Omer, Haraya Sanoilet. Haraya Sanoilet is a Kayach of Nevuah. But it means that Hashem prepared Reb Shimon, Haraya Sanoilet, that he should occupy that place. Asher Yoladatai. So with this we can explain, Navi Mecha Kamayinchi, and that's Reb Shimon. It says, Yakim Lecha. Why Yakim Lecha? Because that's going back. But there will be a Yakim Lecha. And who will that be? That will be Reb Shimon. Follow, come Navi Bi Yisrael Kemaisha. Bi Yisrael is Oisius El Rajbi. That Koyach and Nevuah, which Bilam had, which only that is like Maisha, that will be given to Rajbi. But even that Pasuk, Navi Mikir Becha Mechecha Kamayni Yakim Lecha Hashem Elokecha Elof Teshmon, there's a hint here to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Navi Mikir Becha Mechecha Kamayni is Gematria, again, Shimon Bar Yochai. But then it says Elof Teshmon. Yeah? Take a look at the word Teshmon is tough, Shimon. Tav is the last letter in Torah, that's because that's called the Acharayim, since he's Yoinik from the Acharayim of the Nevuah of Moshe. So Tav, Shimon. And also, Elif Tishmon is also Gematria, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai.